This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a major trip through Asia. North Korean aggression and trade will be on the table. The first stop is Japan, which gives us a chance to look at an unusual idea the country is considering to deal with a major labor shortage as the population shrinks. The government might start giving away top-quality higher education. Sally Herships reports.
Japan is running out of workers. Leonard Chapa is author of Education Reform in Japan.
Well, when you ask Japanese young parents or young couples why they're not having the number of babies they say they'd like to have, they very often say that the high cost of education.
Chapa says many parents pay for private school, even though education in Japan is free for kids ages 6 to 18. But now the government is considering a new policy, free kindergarten, college, or university for families under certain incomes. The Japanese embassy in D.C. says the policy isn't about boosting its population. It's about making the most of the workers it's got. Matthew Goodman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
In the end, you can only generate growth through two things, the number of people working and the amount each person can produce.
Goodman says Japan's population is set to shrink by more than a third over the next few decades. So the government is looking at lots of ideas, automating jobs, making it easier for women to work, and even letting in more foreign workers. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.